You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Don't struggle to align your organization's cybersecurity with business risk. Get the only solution that goes beyond reacting to threats with vulnerability and risk monitoring. You need the next evolution of MDR, and only Critical Start delivers it. Critical Start doesn't just monitor and respond to threats. They put you in control by detecting suspicious activities, quickly responding to contain threats, and identifying your most critical assets and protecting them against vulnerabilities and exposures. With continuous visibility, expert guidance, and measurable risk reduction, Critical Start has redefined what it means to manage cyber risk. Demonstrate provable security maturity to your leadership while positioning your program to achieve the greatest risk reduction per dollar spent. Stop fearing risk and start managing it with Critical Start. Visit CriticalStart.com and request a demo today. That's CriticalStart.com.
The word is next generation firewall. Spelled next as in forthcoming, generation as in version, and firewall as in barrier. Definition: a layer 7 security orchestration platform deployed at the boundary between internal workloads / data storage and untrusted sources that blocks incoming and outgoing network traffic with rules that tie applications to the authenticated user and provides most of the traditional security stack functions in one device or software application. Example sentence: as either hardware devices or as software applications, next generation firewalls allow the security practitioner to logically segment the network and orchestrate the security policy across all data islands, data centers, office space, SaaS applications, and hybrid cloud deployments. Origin and context. Who gets credit for inventing the firewall is one of the great internet spats between some of our founding fathers in the security community. As with most technological advancements, though, the origination of the idea hardly ever comes from the work of one person working in the garage by themselves. As Walter Isaacson describes in his book, The Innovators, published in 2014, most times these lone geniuses sample the previous work of other researchers, devise the next step, and then work with other collaborators who can do the things they can't do to bring the creation to life. This is also true for the invention and evolution of the firewall. As an idea, the firewall began in the 1980s at the Digital Equipment Corporation, or DEC for short, with their Screen D technology. By 1992, Marcus Ranum led the effort at DEC to launch the DEC Seal commercial product based on the open source Gauntlet firewall. Soon after, AT&T Bell Labs' Bill Cheswick and Steve Bellaman, in an effort not to prevent bad guys from getting in, but to prevent data from getting out, flipped the firewall rule structure from allowing everything in and denying by exception to denying everything and allowing only by exception. In 1994, Marcus Ranum, along with Wei Shu and Peter Churchart, released the first proxy firewall, the first firewall to block traffic based on applications. But by the mid-1990s, Check Point had become the dominant firewall vendor, with their version of a stateful inspection firewall, a relatively easy-to-configure device compared to the competition, that allowed blocking rules based on IP addresses, ports, and protocols. A young Nir Zuk was the lead developer of that new product. In 1999, Zuck left Checkpoint to start his own company in the United States, OneSecure, and to develop a deep packet inspection firewall, the harbinger of the next generation firewall. Juniper bought OneSecure in 2004, and Zuck left the next year in 2005 to found Palo Alto Networks. By 2007, Palo Alto Networks had released the first next generation firewall, and their competitors followed their lead soon after. By 2010, firewall vendors started releasing security stack subscription services deliver from the firewall, designed to replace the traditional serialized hardware security stack like intrusion prevention and malware analysis. This innovation turned the next generation firewall into a security orchestration platform and a hybrid SaaS product that could do stateful inspection, application layer blocking, and a range of other traditional security stack functionality. As of 2020, the Gartner Magic Quadrant lists next generation firewall leaders as Palo Alto Networks, Fortinet, and Checkpoint. Challengers as Cisco, Juniper, and Huawei, and visionaries as Forcepoint and Sophos. All of them are application firewalls that sell security stack subscriptions. In an interview with Katie Taylor at Tag Cyber in February 2021, Marcus Ranum, the lead developer of the Gauntlet Firewall in 1992 and one of the creative forces behind Dex Proxy Firewall in 1994, gave his typical terse response to the question of whether or not he should be considered the grandfather of the firewall idea.
Probably everybody who's watching at least knows of you. They should. You're probably most well known for being an inventor of the firewall. I know you grimace a little bit at being called the grandfather of the firewall, but a lot of people think of you that way.
Well, I've had a lot of grandparents, but yeah, I was one of them.
Spoken like a man who is totally over one of the early internet spats in our cybersecurity history. Word Notes is written by Nyla Genoway, executive produced by Peter Kilpie, and edited by John Petrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening.
The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.